And let's read. It says, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking on the very nature of a servant. Being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for your peace and your presence here this morning. We ask that you would lead and guide now in our time as we study your word. Lord, that you would reveal to us the truth that is here that we need to be looking to and applying to our lives this day. Lord, that's different for each person, but we know that through the power of your Holy Spirit, you can reveal that different truth that needs to be shown to each of us here this morning. It's the same, the one truth that is your truth, but it applies to each of us just a little bit different. So Lord, show us your truth this morning. Apply it to our lives, that we might better be encouraged by you and follow you and serve you more. Now, Father, let your name be lifted up and glorified. Might we give you our full attention. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. A couple weeks ago, last month mostly, I was in Zephaniah. And we had Zephaniah preaching judgment. One of the things that Zephaniah pointed out was the sin of pride was at the root of much of the rebellion that was going on. That people weren't following God because of their pride. That they weren't humble. Now, if ever there was a word that speaks to the people that we have in today's society here in America, pride is it. Now, we see here in Philippians this morning is that we're told that we are to have the attitude of Christ, who being God, didn't think it too much to humble himself to come as a babe. To subject himself even to death on a cross. Now, there is no more humbling a death than that of crucifixion. At the time, it was considered to be the most awful of fates. If you're going to kill me, but don't crucify me. It was a mark of disgrace, which is, of course, why the Romans used it. They wanted to subjugate the people. They wanted them fearful. But you see, humans are really, we're strange people. We'll say, Okay, destroy me, take my life away, do all things, but don't take away my pride. We have people who go without, who end up sick in the hospital, dead or dying on the street in this world because they will not give up their pride. They would rather die than humble themselves and say, I need help. I cannot do this alone. I cannot. Those are not the words that they want to say. They will take all sorts of trouble in their lives to try to come up. They're in difficulty. I can get through this. I don't need anybody's help. How many of you here have done that? You don't have to raise your hand. I know you all have. I've done it. We do it. Why? Because we have the sin of pride in our lives. Some people are more prideful than others, and some learn to give up their pride sooner than others do. But holding on to pride is something that, well, it destroys us. In Zephaniah, we saw that those who were prideful were going to face judgment, that sin of pride. But it was the humble, the meek, that the Lord was going to cover with His mercy and grace. See, we have to go to God and say, God, I can't do it. I need You. Pride is what led Satan to seek after God's worship and led to the downfall of Satan and the third of the host of heaven. Here, in our passage this morning, we see that, but He made Himself nothing, taking on the very nature of a servant. Being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. See, it was through His humility that God later exalted Him and lifted Him up. God became man so that man might know and live with God. But, you see, we get things all mixed up all the time. We think that, or we try at times to take the place of God, just as Satan did, because of our pride. We think that man should become God. We worship the self instead of the Creator. They're having that issue going on back here in the Bible. And tell me if that is not one of the biggest problems that we face today in our society. We haven't gotten any better at it. I'd say that with practice, we've gotten worse. If you keep practicing a mistake, guess what? You get better at the mistake. And that seems to be what humanity does. You think I'm kidding? You think it's not really true? Used to be that we had only people like kings and pharaohs, emperors, who would say that they were gods and had to be worshipped. Now we have people writing books and running around saying that, you know what, you yourself are God. You're your own God. You make up your own way. We've got people writing books that they're giving out to our kids purporting to be talking about God, and all they're spewing is the lie that each of us are our own self, and whatever we want to do is good, as long as whatever we want to do it. You're like, what? There's no boundaries? There's no right? There's no wrong? No. There's nothing to forgive. There is no such thing as sin. There is. Sin is not obeying the Lord. It's missing the mark. He set the mark. He said, this is what I wished for you to achieve. What has He said? I want you to love one another. I want you to obey me. We say, oh, I don't want to do that. I'll be my own God instead. It's easier. Then we fall into trouble and trial. And then instead of seeking God, we've become so used to trying to do it ourselves that we just dig ourselves deeper and deeper and deeper into trouble. But it's our job as the church, and that's why as Zephaniah came in the past, the prophets of the people, and said, stop digging. Stop making the judgment worse. Instead, turn and repent. Humble yourselves. We are to be imitators of Christ's humility. We are to seek to live like Christ did. We want to be God? Let's be like God. Let's humble ourselves. Instead of trying to do it the way where we actually think that we can somehow become God ourselves, the best way we can become like God is to humble ourselves. To let Him fix us. Let Him take care of those issues in our lives. Because we can't do it. You see, pride causes us to do things out of selfish ambition, out of vain conceit. But the word here says in humility, we're to consider everybody else better than ourselves. I'll tell you what, personally, that's a really hard one for me. I happen to have a very high opinion of myself. It's getting me in trouble more than once. Sometimes I'm a little full of myself. Some people say I'm just full of it. Some use that additional letters. But the point is, I'm not always humble. It's not easy. But yet to follow God, that needs to be the position I take. I need to consider, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. See, this isn't telling us to lie down and be doormats and put everybody first and don't consider ourselves at all. But instead of just being so self-absorbed that we ignore everybody else that's going and everything else that's going around, that we also consider the needs of those around us. And humble ourselves. Say, can I help? And maybe even put some of their needs ahead of our own. But those who are so prideful, they walk around and think that they have to be the ones who are served. That they have to be the ones that get their own way. Jesus didn't want to go to the cross. He submitted His will to the Father's. Nobody wants to suffer. God didn't want to send His Son so that He would suffer. He wanted to provide a means for us to have salvation. And that was the only way. Our attitudes need to be the same as that of Christ. seek to be like God by being humble in our nature. Instead of claiming more for ourselves, we should be laying it down, surrendering it, and giving up our rights. See, again, that all comes back to pride. But I have a right to be respected. I have a right to be treated better than that. Humbleness is laying those rights down. Jesus had a right to be treated better than what he was treated. But he laid it down. And this is the example we're being called to follow. See, our Lord did come indeed. Really, honestly, and truly, God did become man. And he laid down the glory of the Godhead and humbled himself for us. That in itself should be humbling. He didn't do it because we're so worthy. He did it because we're so needy. And he did it because he loves us. This morning, let's remember what Christmas is about. It's about God who humbled himself and set that example and calls us to live lives of humility and obedience to the Father. Humility to one another, not just humility straight to God, but it also goes this way. We need to be humble in our aspect. I'll tell you what, I don't always do it very well. In fact, sometimes I do it really poorly. That's why I need to pray. That's why I need your prayers. But we need to seek that attitude. Seek it. We don't always achieve it as well as we might, but let us seek after it. Might that be our goal? Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you did send your Son to be born here as a man, to show us how to live a life of humility. How God became man. Lord, might we not get confused and try to become God ourselves, but instead might we seek to follow you by listening to your Holy Spirit guide us each and every step. Might we follow you by laying down our pride and look to the interests of others. And might we submit ourselves to whatever it is that you put before us. Whatever challenge, whatever difficulty, whatever blessing, might we submit to you and give you the praise and the glory. And might we thank you, Lord, for all things, recognizing that they come from you and from you alone. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand as we close, and we're going to sing the first.